Just one law that comes from the Gemara Erubin, Ayin Tet. The Gemara that discusses the law that one who is making Kiddush on Shabbat, Lekatahila, must drink at least the Shiur of Rov Revi'it. What is the Shiur of a Rov Revi'it? That is 45 grams. Or in ounces, that would be a little more than 1.5 ounces. That is the shiur minimally that a person has to drink. Of course, the ketechila wants to try to drink a complete revi'it. But as long as you drink a rov revi'it, so then already he is yotze the kiddush. So the question was asked in halacha, if let's say the mekadesh is unable to drink the prescribed shiur, is he allowed to give the kos kiddush after he makes the berachot to somebody else in order to drink the shi'ud? Maran holds that that indeed is permissible. Then the question is, let's say that even that is not available. What is the next option? So Maran does say that if collectively the people around the table drank and they each one sipped from the kiddush cup, and collectively they drank the shiur of a rov revi'it, so b'di'avad, the kiddush is okay. But the menuchat ha'avad, Rabbi Moshe Halevi alav Hashalom, has a very big kiddush over here. He holds that there's an option before that. Meaning, he holds that in a case where going into kiddush, you know that the mekadesh can't drink the rov revi'it, nor can the somebody else around the table drink it himself, then he says it's a better option to make the kiddush with bread before you rely on the opinion that says to let everybody else go around and collectively get to the shi'ur. So therefore, again, the chatahila, one should try to drink the prescribed shi'ur of melon lugmav, or the chatahila really a revi'it, and then melon lugmav. But if that cannot be done by one person, either the Mekadesh or somebody else, then one should make the Kiddush on bread.